Good afternoon. With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Grand Cayman's airspace was busy for a change on Friday with a series of takeoffs and landings for training purposes. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The flights were conducted by the Flight Training Department for Cayman Airways Limited in order for its pilots to maintain their Pilot Regency of Experience certification, a regulatory requirement in the Cayman Islands. The operational training flight was part of the mitigation strategy by the airline to ensure that its pilots maintain their proficiency with flying CAL's Boeing 737-300 aircraft during the government's airport closure due to the threat of the coronavirus. The training flights were conducted from Owen Roberts International Airport between 9:30 a.m. and noon. There were 15 takeoffs and landings over a relatively short period of time, which were necessary for all the participating pilots to achieve the required number of takeoffs and landings to maintain their currency and competency. And over the next few weeks, they will be accomplishing more flights in order to keep all of their pilots current. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Voters will be heading to the polls on May 26, 2021. On Friday, the governor's office confirmed next year's election date, the second general election to be held under the one person, one vote. Candidates will contest 19 seats as defined by 2015 Electoral Boundary Commission's report. And slow progress in addressing five recommendations in May 2019 inspection report at Wesleyan Christian Academy. A recently published follow-through report shows that, quote, the school has raised standards, attainment and progress in science, as well as in improving teaching, learning and the curriculum. Since the full inspection of Wesleyan Christian Academy in May of 2019, the school had undertaken some changes to help address the recommendations identified in the report. But despite these developments, the Office of Education Standards reports that progress implementing most of the recommendations from the last inspection was judged to be weak overall. You can find a link to the full follow-up inspection report on the Radio Cayman Facebook page. With a look at news from around the Caribbean, here's Carib Update's Wendy Chateau.
St. Kitts and Nevis United Nations Ambassador Sam Condor says Denzel Douglas has proven himself to be a better leader than current leader Timothy Harris. Both Condor and Harris had left the Douglas-led St. Kitts-Nevis Labour Party to form their own group, which joined a coalition which ousted their former boss. But Condor told Carib Update News in an interview Sunday that he has returned now to backing Douglas. Condor said he believes that Douglas has learned from his mistakes, which caused their internal fallout, and could return a different leader. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, the first of five Iranian oil tankers has entered Venezuela's waters carrying more than 1 million barrels of fuel. The Iranian tanker was escorted by the Venezuelan Navy and Air Force. The five Iranian tankers, Fortune, Forest, Petunia, Foxen, and Clavel, are carrying about 1.5 million barrels of fuel and passed through the Suez Canal earlier this month, according to shipping data on Refinitiv Icon. On a Saturday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani repeated a warning that the country would retaliate if the tankers were blocked. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro thanked Iran for its support, describing the two countries as, quote, two revolutionary peoples who will never kneel down before North American imperialism, unquote. He said in a televised state address, quote, Venezuela and Iran both want peace. We have the right to trade freely, unquote. A U.S. judge approved moving forward with the sale of Venezuela's prized U.S.-based Citgo refineries, allowing a Canadian mining company to collect $1.4 billion it claims it lost in the decade-old takeover in the South American nation by the late President Hugo Chavez. The case is critical to Venezuela's opposition led by Juan Guaido, which was banking on profits from the Houston-based company to finance the crisis-torn nation's recovery, if they were ever able to force President Nicolas Maduro from power. Obstacles still remain before moving ahead with Citgo's sale. The Canadian mining company, Crystalex, must first get a license from U.S. Treasury officials, which had temporarily shielded Venezuela's opposition from losing Citgo.
Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
Dominic Cummings, the senior advisor to the British Prime Minister, has defended his decision to travel several hundred kilometres during the coronavirus lockdown. He rejected allegations that he'd broken the law, insisting he'd behaved reasonably to ensure he had childcare at a time when his wife was displaying symptoms. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has lifted the nationwide state of emergency imposed to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Mr. Abe said the Japanese authorities had met their own stringent requirements to lift the measures that had been put into place. The authorities in northern India have issued an alert over locust swarms, some stretching to over 5 kilometres, invading several states. It's described as the worst locust attack in 25 years.
That's the end of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.